The Torah tells us, "Gosavaru eish bechol moshvosechem biyom haShabbos." That the Torah tells us not to kindle a flame on the Shabbos, and we know the Torah talks about Shabbos many times, and we learn out from Torah Shabbat Peh, we learn out the 39 creative activities. It's not any, most of the malachas are not mentioned in the Torah directly. It talks about it, malachas makshavas. We learn out malachas makshavas, Asra Torah, perhaps maybe Hotzah, but Eish seems to be singled out as one of the malachas in the 39. So the Gemara already discusses why is Eish singled out, if like already either single out all of them or single out none of them. So the Gemara has two opinions about whether it's coming to say Eish is on a lower level or the same, and we learn something else. So one opinion is it's lalav yatzas. It's coming to tell me, you're right, it's still a biblical prohibition, but you're only liable a good old-fashioned whooping, makis. The other opinion says, no, there's no difference between kindling a flame on Shabbos and doing bona, doing bishul, doing borer, whatever it may be. It's the same, it's coming to tell me something else. I might think if you have one lapse and you do a couple of different averis, you do four different of malachos, I might think it would only be, okay, I'm over once. Kamash Malan is coming to tell me that each one by itself is chai. So Gemara has different reasons. So the Klei Yakar is an interesting pshat. Why is Lo Sivaru Eish Bechol Mosh Rosechem singled out? Because really, what do you mean? Eish, in the Beis HaMikdash, Eish is permitted. We burn the incense. There's a lot of fire going on in the temple, even on Shabbos. So Lo Sivaru Eish Bechol Mosh Rosechem, the Klei Yakar says, Chutz LeMikdash, anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash. So that's where we find it's usher. So that's what the Klei Yakar says. However, as well, there's an interesting Baal HaMor that he wants to point out that, and we'll give a couple of other examples, that why is Eish singled out, among other reasons, is because that we know there's this certain group called the Karaites. There aren't too many of them left today. At one point, there's a small group in Israel. I don't know if they exist or not anymore. But basically, they take the Torah Shabbat Peh. They take the Torah Shabbat Ksav literally. They don't believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh. So therefore, what is that? They sit in the dark on Shabbos. Because goes Sivaru Eish. Apparently, or Isem also, they put the tzitzis on the wall. They don't wear them because you're supposed to see them. Good place if you want to see them. The wall is much better. And as well, they don't eat hot food on Shabbos because how could I cook hot? In the Redeem, it's not Lo Sivaru, which is telling me you can't even eat hot food, even if it's cooked before Shabbos. So the Baal HaMor writes in the beginning of Shabbos, he writes that the Karaites, you know, did not eat hot food on Shabbos. So the Baal HaMor writes, if you have a Yid that's serving you cold food on Shabbos, you have to check out his lineage, or not his lineage, you have to make sure he's not a Karaite, because the Karaites, that's a sign that you're a Karaite, you eat cold food on Shabbos. You wouldn't want to go to them anyway, even if they weren't a Karaite, who wants to eat cold food? But the Baal HaMor is talking that, this person might be a heretic, and he says, one who has hot food on Shabbos, that person will be blessed. And the Gula will come. So the Baal HaMor writes, based on Lo Sivaru Eish Bechol Mosh Rosechem Yom HaShabbos, so from there, the Karaites deduce that it's coming to teach me you gotta sit in the dark and you can't cook food. So we dafka go ahead, the minute of having cholent, or minute we have our hot water urned, as long as you have something hot on Shabbos, you show you're not a Karaite. Doesn't mean you are a Karaite, but I mean in terms of, you know, if you're not, you know, if you can't warm up something because you don't have the electricity or the ways. So obviously, it's, it's no one says to Machal or Shabbos to eat hot food. In other words, all things being equal, you know, today we have different ways of eating warm food. If it's possible, you do it. But in principle, someone who eats cold food, b'shita, is, you know, you have to be choshesh, he might be a karet, and you have to, you know, and tell him there's a mitzvah to eat hot food. Another example they give, so we do different things to, like, show we don't follow the karet. So there's a Rambam. So we know the halacha is that really any metal utensil is good for a bris milah. Like, you know, alamein, we use a knife, but really, any utensil you can use for a bris milah, but based on different doctors and some say, really the best way, if you did a bris milah, was if you use a scissor. So the question is, why don't we use scissors? And, you know, I guess it's whether I'm not, you know, maybe a special, you know, medically used, however the scissor would look like. So why don't we use it? Scissors as mutter. It's a metal object. So the Rambam writes, even though you could use any metal instrument, but the minhag among the Jews is not to use a scissor. So the question, like, what is minhag among the Jews? Who else does milah? I don't know, maybe some Arabs do milah, but like, who's the Rambam talking to? He seems like he's talking about someone else. So they say he's referring to the Karaites. The Karaites, based on the pasuk in Yoshua, when it says the Jews had to be circumcised the second time, we learn it to mean that that's where we learn the mitzvah of Priya. But it says something about charvo surim. It says knives. Like in plural, the implication from the pasuk is that they use the scissor. So the Rambam saying, so thereby the Karaites, by Los Ravelesh, it's totally wrong. In other words, you know what, it's not wrong, you know, it's wrong in fact, but you're not violating a biblical prohibition by not turning on a fire. But here is, even though it might be better, assuming if it was really the only way and best way, we would use a scissor. But we see that we go out of our way, even though a scissor might be the preferred way, but there are other viable ways. We dafka don't use the scissor to show that we don't go with the karites. Or another example they give is, Rav Schachter has a new sefer out, Divrei Sofrim, I believe. So I've heard him say it all the different times, you know, these different examples, but he has a sefer, Divrei Sofrim, on Torah Shabbat Peh, where he goes through all these also, and then some. But I'll give you one more about how to go. Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. So we take it for granted, you know, we call it bench lift, you know, we make a bracha on candle lighting, that's the Yiddish expression. But it's not so simple you even make a bracha. In other words, the Gemara doesn't mention anything about a bracha, and in fact, Tosis brings two opinions. One opinion in Tosis is you don't make a bracha. Why? Because we know this Kavod and Oneg Shabbos. Kavod's the preparation, and Oneg is the enjoyment you get on Shabbos. So this, like, I have a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos to prepare the. I don't make a bracha when I prepare my barbecue, my meat. I don't make a barbecue when I sweep the floor. So Tosis first, one opinion is, like, why would I make a bracha? It's this, that I should have light in the house. There's no mitzvah. You know, perhaps it's not even a mitzvah. Another, you know, we follow the opinion you do. However, So some historians, Beforshim, point out that when did this bracha, there was no original, even if you held it was a mitzvah, you could discuss why there wasn't a bracha. Maybe whatever the issue would be, why wouldn't we make a bracha originally? So they say it wasn't during the time of the Gaonim where we find already a bracha being introduced. So why? Because that was against the Karaites. The Karaites said, it's us that have lights on Shabbos. You can't even, forget about turning them on, you can't even leave your lights on or your fire on, whatever it might have been back then. So we dafka go out of the way. So not only is it an avera to light candles before Shabbos, but it's a mitzvah, we make a bracha. And that's why Avadi Yosef points out as well, there are some opinions that we don't pass them out this way either, that there are those who only made a bracha on Halakas Neiros Shabbos, but they don't make a bracha on Hadlakas Neira's Yantif. Why would there be a distinction? Because there was no Malkoch, because the Karaites apparently agreed to Yantif, because you're allowed to have lights on Yantif. So we see the many, many halachas, Osevar Leish Bachol Moshe Osechem, is to tell Dafka, the Baal Amor says, we Dafka have Chamin, we Dafka have Chulin, something warm to show against the Karaites. We have the Bris Mil, we Dafka don't use a scissor, even though it might make more sense because the Karaites did it. And Hadlakas Neira Shabbos, even though we always did it, we Dafka made a bracha to show it wasn't just a pragmatic thing that we want, but not only is it an usher, but it was a mitzvah to make a bracha. And that was the Koach HaTorah Shel Ha'Peh, Mishenichnas Adar Beis, Marbim B'Simcha, we know it's Ein Simcha El HaTorah, B'Kudei Hashem Yisharim Esam Chayleim, and the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that it's Kimu V'Kiblu, that the original Kabbalah HaTorah was Ba'ones, was B'Kfiya, so we accepted the second, the Kabbalah HaTorah Bizman Purim, we accept the Biava, and the Medrash Tanchuma points out that was the first one was Torah Shebiksav, the one on Purim is the Koach of Torah Shebapeh, so now Bishanichnas Adar Marber B'Simcha, so we have a special Simcha of Torah, and especially learning Torah Shebapeh.